بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected brothers, elders and friends, in tonight's session we will try to discuss another two important signs of the day of Qiyamah. The first is the emergence of two huge wild nations, namely Ya'juj and Ma'juj. And the second sign that we will discuss is the rising of the sun in the west, which is undoubtedly an amazing, marvelous, or unprecedented phenomenon since the inception of the creation of the universe. Regarding Ya'juj and Ma'juj, they were two huge, wild, barbaric nations that lived in the time of Dhulqarnain alayhi salam. And these nations were very mighty, very strong. They caused great havoc for the Turks that lived nearby, ravaged their homes, destroyed their crops, massacred their children, looted their wealth, caused great bloodshed, and spread a lot of mischief on the earth. And they made life very miserable for people living nearby. Until Dhulqarnain alayhi salam, a very pious, righteous king, who was a just and fair ruler, and he traveled throughout the entire world, and he ruled over the entire earth. Scholars differ whether he was blessed with Nubuwa or not. However, there is consensus that he was a very righteous and pious king. So he set out on a mission in which he embarked on a very lengthy journey. He traveled towards the west, towards the north, and towards the east. And he came across this nation. The people came to him begging him to put up a huge fortified wall that will prevent Ya'juj and Ma'juj from entering the land. So he agreed to do so and decided to put up a very strong structure, a wall made of iron, molten copper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this in detail in the surah, Suratul Kahf, the starting of the 16th juz of the Holy Quran. حَتَّى إِذَا سَاوَى بَيْنَ الصَّدَفَيْنِ قَالَ انْفُخُوا. After the wall was erect, he then declared, a time will come that this wall will be level to the ground. And again, these two barbaric wild nations that behave like animals, they will again find their way out. And this is also recorded in the Holy Quran. وَتَرَكْنَا بَعْضُهُمْ يَوْمَ إِذِ يَمُوجِ فِي بَعْضٍ وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. On that day we will let them surge like waves, one over the other. The horn will be blown and we will assemble them all on that day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions in one narration that on the night of Isra, when he met the different anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and they began to engage in some conversation, they began to have mudhakara of the signs of Qiyamah. And who participated in that blessed mudhakara conversation? He says Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and he, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It was time for Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam to speak about the signs of Qiyamah. This tells us the importance and the significance of having such conversations, having such discussions within our homes, within our masajid, to remind ourselves all the time of the various fitan, trials and tribulations that will come upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when it was time for Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam to share some knowledge, so he mentioned, La ilma li biha, that I don't know anything extra, whatever I know, you know it all. Likewise, Nabi Musa a.s. mentioned the same. When it was time for Nabi Isa a.s. to speak, he then went into great in-depth detail, and he mentioned that he will descend before Qiyamah, and he will go out searching for Dajjal, and finally he will find Dajjal at the entrance of a town called Lud. Eventually he will kill Dajjal. And then he talks about the emergence of these two wild nations, Ya'juj and Ma'juj. In one narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that when Isa alayhi salam will descend and he will then be responsible for assassinating Dajjal, the great imposter, and people will then come to him, the believers will then come to him, and he will try to pacify and console them. Things will start to normalize. There will be a degree of calmness, tranquility that will spread throughout the world. He will try to console these believers by taking his blessed hand, who Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and he will pass his Mubarak hand over their faces. And he will console them by telling them about the great rewards they have earned and the high stages in Jannah. And whilst he will be in that condition, Allah Rabbul Izzah will inform him, إِنِّي قَدْ أَخْرَجْتُ عِبَادًا لِي لَا يَدَانِ لِأَحَدٍ بِقِتَالِهِمْ. There's a very huge, mighty, strong nation that has emerged. And no one has the strength to fight or combat this nation. Take my followers and take refuge in a mountain known as Mount Tur. If we have to open up this word At-Tur and linguistically analyze this word, we will understand that this word Tur is actually an Arabicized word. It was originally used in the Syriac or Suryani language that was used to refer to any mountain on which there are trees growing. And very often in the Holy Quran, this is the meaning intended. A mountain on which there are trees. At times, certain verses of the Holy Quran refer to the specific mountain in the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt, which is the only region in Egypt that is part of Asia, which people say is the land bridge between Africa and Asia. A very sacred, a very blessed piece of land. Nabi Musa a.s. was blessed with divine revelation in that holy sacred land. So sometimes the word At-Tur that appears in the Quran, like we heard in tonight's Taraweeh, it refers to that particular mountain. And at times, although it's very seldom, but occasionally the word At-Tur that comes in certain ahadith refer to the Mount of Olives, which is in Jerusalem, Palestine, that oversees the old city of Al-Quds. And a person who's standing on the top has a beautiful panoramic sight of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and Dome of the Rock. So here exactly which mountain is intended, scholars haven't gone into that detail. And they left it general that he will take the believing slaves to Mount Tur. In the meantime, Ya'juj Ma'juj, they will cause great havoc. They will spread mischief, causing corruption. They will kill every person that they will confront. To such an extent, their aim and purpose will be to massacre and kill all the inhabitants of the land. There will be shortage of food, shortage of water. To such an extent, Nabi alayhi salam says, the head of a cow will be more precious and valuable than 100 gold coins. This is due to the severe starvation and pangs of hunger. Nabi Isa alayhi salam and his followers will be besieged within that mountain. And Ya'juj and Ma'juj will cause great havoc and they will devour whatever they can. Nabi alayhi salam says they will pass by the Tiberias lake and they will start to drink the water of this lake. This lake, like we mentioned on the 23rd night, extends from Jordan unto right until Palestine, approximately 54 kilometers. They will drink up all the water. When the last group will pass by, they will comment by saying, لَقَدْ كَانَ بِهَذَا مَرَّةً مَا. It seems as if there was some water here in the past, only to know that the first group had passed by and they drank up all the water. Eventually a time will come, they will be rejoicing that they have been successful in their mission, that they have done or got rid of all the inhabitants of the land. And then they will say, let us now try to kill all the inhabitants of the heaven, ma'adallah. They will take their bows and direct it towards the sky. And then they will shoot arrows, aiming for the inhabitants of the sky. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down their arrows, soiled with blood. They will begin to rejoice, thinking that they were successful. And they have achieved what they wanted to get rid of the inhabitants of the sky, namely the angels. And this will actually be a way that will draw the wrath and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whilst they will be in that condition, Allah Rabbul Izzah will send down a swarm of insects, or rather, a swarm of some type of insects, or some type of worms, that will bite their necks. And this will be a fatal, deadly strike. And when studying the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and opening the commentaries, it seems as if that this disease that will enter their bodies, it's something very similar to the Myasis disease that is defined as a parasitic infestation of the human body, where worms enter the human's body and they live on human cells and human tissues and they cause great amount of harm to the human's body. Sometimes when it enters the brain, a person will not be able to last for a long period of time. Nabi alayhi salam says, كَنَغَ فِي الْجَرَادِ. This is common amongst locusts and certain type of creatures. The next morning the entire two nations of Ya'juj and Ma'juj will be totally destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzah will inform Nabi Isa alayhi salam that now you can make your way out and your enemy have been totally destroyed. He will then descend from this mountain. And when they will come, they will find a very bad stench, a very strong odor that will spread throughout the world, that will emanate from the dead bodies of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. They will then beg and beseech Allah to remove this bad odor and to send upon them His divine supreme mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down birds that will have tall necks, that will then pick up the dead bodies of Ya'juj, Ma'juj, and then dump it in some place. And then Allah Rabbul Izzah will command the clouds to send down its rain. And like this, there will be abundant rain that will come to the earth, that will disinfect and purify the entire earth, and that bad odor and stench will eventually disappear. Thereafter, there will be a very high degree of peace, tranquility, and calmness that will spread throughout the entire world. This is a brief summary of the various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerning Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Nabi alayhi salam goes into great in-depth detail regarding the external qualities of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. They will be short in height and they will be red in complexion. They will have round faces, chubby cheeks, small flat noses, small eyes. They will be very wild. They will eat up whatever they can. There will be a very large population of this ummah. And there are many Israeli narrations that have been reported concerning the qualities of Ya'juj, Ma'juj. We do not oppose any of the fundamental principles of Quran and Sunnah, which can be easily accepted as well. That Ya'juj and Ma'juj will engage in human cannibalism. They will enjoy eating human meat and human flesh. And they will have huge, long nails like claws. They will have very sharp teeth. And there are many ahadith regarding Ya'juj and Ma'juj. The next sign that we will discuss tonight, which is not necessary in accordance to the sequence of its occurrence, but it's another important predicted sign of the day of Qiyamah, and that is the rising of the sun in the west. This is a proven sign of Qiyamah in many authentic ahadith reported by a number of chains. Therefore, the belief regarding the sign of the rising of the sun in the west, it features as a fundamental or as a core belief of Islam. Every person is obliged to accept this phenomenon which has been predicted by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether it concurs with our logic, our scientific knowledge or not. But we as believers are obliged to accept whatever has come in Quran and in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very often we find that there are certain verses in the Holy Quran that talk about certain historical or certain scientific facts regarding the universe, and initially it was not accepted by the scientist, and after many centuries they also realized that these different scientific facts that have been proven in the Quran is surely a reality. 3 years back, a very great senior Sheikh al-Hadith, Sheikh Mufti Saeed Palanpuri rahimahullah, who passed away a year ago, may Allah bless him with the highest stages of Jannah, he visited our country during the month of Ramadan, and he conducted many lessons on Sahih al-Bukhari. And alhamdulillah, I had the honor of sitting in one or two lessons of his, in which he discussed the phenomenon of the rising of the sun in the west. And he tried to give a scientific explanation to the rising of the sun in the west, explaining that if you look at our signs, we will understand that the earth rotates towards the east. Therefore we find the sun, the moon, all other celestial bodies, the planets, the stars, they rise in the east and set in the west. And this rotation of the earth and the sun, this is a proven factor of the Holy Quran, which initially was rejected by the scientists. Initially they believed that the earth is motionless, and it is the sun that is rotating. Thereafter they believed, no, the sun is motionless, the sun is standstill, and the earth is moving around the sun. Eventually they came to the conclusion that all these planets are moving on its axis and rotating in a set orbit, which is exactly what Quran has mentioned to us many, many years ago. So he explains that as the world is rotating towards the east and is rotating at a very fast speed, and for billions of years this rotation is going on until it will suddenly cease to continue and suddenly come to a complete end because of the intense force and pressure that it will bounce back and will go against its normal course, whether it is scientifically proven or not, but we are obliged to believe in whatever has come in the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi alayhi salam says, whoever observes the sun rising in the west, then let him know his tawbah will never be accepted thereafter. If he engages in istighfar and he seeks Allah's forgiveness, Allah will not accept his tawbah and istighfar. Likewise, any disbeliever who observes the sun rising in the west and then he proclaims and announces his faith and declares the shahada, he too will not be accepted in the court of Allah. Likewise, any person who then engages in any righteous deeds and who tries to perform any noble actions, he too will not be accepted and his actions will not be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salam greatly encouraged his ummah to engage in tawbah, to engage in righteous deeds, to seek Allah's forgiveness before that time comes. That when a person will now try to believe, Allah will not accept his iman. Scholars explain that for your iman to be accepted in the court of Allah, you have to believe at a time when the things of that are unseen are still unseen. When things that are unseen become manifest and they are revealed to the eye of a person, then to believe, his iman will not be accepted by Allah Rabbul Izzah. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salam in many ahadith talks about this great phenomenon that will take place before the day of Qiyamah. Before we conclude, just one important point. Many of us try to contextualize the various prophecies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We try to understand it in this current day and age of technology. And sometimes we find shaitan cast certain evil thoughts and bad doubts in our minds. That how can it be possible? It sounds so far-fetched, ma'azallah. And that causes many people to reject these prophecies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They begin to question the authenticity of these proven narrations. And that takes them out of the fold of Islam. Therefore we find a few scholars try to then interpret these prophecies and give a metaphorical or figurative explanation for these different events. But what we need to remember is that our logic is limited, our knowledge too is limited. We are unable to predict the future and foresee what's going to come upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whether technology will cease to exist or not, Allah alone knows best. What will be the conditions that will prevail, Allah alone knows best. If we look at this unimaginable catastrophe, this COVID-19 pandemic that hit the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it taught us two very important lessons. The first lesson, that we should not predict the future. Allah knows best what's going to come in front of us. The second important lesson, things can change overnight. Suddenly things may change within the world. Therefore we should wait until these prophecies become a reality and let everything happen according to Allah's wish and desire. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to give us a true understanding and may He keep us with iman. May He protect us against all the various fitan that will befall the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
And it is said, Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina.
ہے نظر میں جمال حبیب خدا ہے نظر میں جمال حبیب خدا ان کی تصویر سینے میں موجود ہے جس نے لا کر کلام الہی دیا جس نے لا کر کلام الہی دیا وہ محمد مدینے میں موجود ہے پھول کھلتے ہیں پڑھ پڑھ کے صلی اے ایسی خوشبو چمن کے گلوں میں کہاں، ایسی خوشبو چمن کے گلوں میں کہاں، جو نبی کے پسینے میں موجود ہے، ہے نظر میں جمال حبیب خدا، ان کی تصویر سینے میں موجود ہے، چھوڑنا تیرا طیبہ گوارا نہیں، چھوڑنا تیرا طیبہ گوارا نظارہ نہیں، ساری دنیا میں ایسا نظارہ نہیں، ایسا منظر زمانے میں دیکھا نہیں، ایسا منظر زمانے میں دیکھا نہیں، جیسا منظر مدینے میں موجود ہے، ہم نے مانا کہ جنت بہت ہے حسین، ہم نے مانا کہ جنت بہت ہے حسین، چھوڑ کر ہم مدینہ نہ جائے کبھی، چھوڑ کر ہم مدینہ نہ جائے کبھی، یوں تو جنت میں سب ہے مدینہ نہیں، یوں تو جنت میں سب ہے مدینہ نہیں، اور جنت مدینے میں موجود ہے، اور جنت مدینے میں موجود ہے، وہ ابو بکر فاروق عثمان علی، وہ ابو بکر فاروق عثمان علی، تھے یہ سب ان کے دین متی کے فقی، تھے یہ سب ان کے دین متی کے فقی، وہ فقی ہو کے افسر شہ انبیاء، وہ فقی ہو کے افسر شہ انبیاء، وہ شہنشاہ مدینے میں موجود ہے، وہ شہنشاہ مدینے میں موجود ہے، ہے نظر میں جمال حبیب خدا، ہے نظر میں جمال حبیب خدا، ان کی تصویر سینے میں موجود ہے، جس نے لا کر کلام الہی دیا، جس نے لا کر کلام الہی دیا، وہ محمد مدینے میں موجود ہے، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة، صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسقط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله، التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله، الزاكيات لله، الصيبات، الصلوات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفرني واهدني. التحيات الطيبات، والصلوات والملك لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، بسم الله. التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله، السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات، الزاكيات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات، الزاكيات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات، الصلوات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات، الصلوات الطيبات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله make us cheerful ذاكرين شاكرين يا الله يا الله make the tawattal be moist in your ذكر يا الله يا الله your name is so beautiful so soothing يا الله give us tranquility in our heart يا الله give us serenity يا الله يا الله تو معاف اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہماری لغزشوں کو درگزر فرما ہم بہت کمزور ہیں اللہ یا اللہ ہم فقیر ہیں ہم بھکاری ہیں یا اللہ وی آر سٹنگ ایٹ یور ڈور اسٹیپ ناؤ مائی اللہ Ya Allah, we've raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you for every single ni'mat you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. Especially the ni'mat of iman, my Allah. Do not take away this iman from our hearts, my Allah. Strengthen our iman. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Make us be true mu'mineen. Ulaika humul mu'minuna haqqa. Make us be believers in the true sense of the word, my Allah. Remove from our hearts kufr, shirk, nifaq, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us not be incested, my Allah. We are destined for Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us be destined for Jannat, my Allah. Give us the tawfiq of doing those amal that will take us to Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Allah, abdu ma'afar, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum kahan jaye? Ya Allah, you tell us tonight, where must we go to, my Allah? Where else can we go to but towards you, my Allah? لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا ملجأ ولا منجأ منك إلا إليك يا الله if we run away from you we can only run away from you but to you my Allah there is no other Allah we can knock at his door tonight my Allah there is no other door Allah there is no other deity worthy of being worshipped my Allah there is no other door we can knock at any time my Allah but yours my Allah يا الله at this time of the night my Allah the kings of the world are all born to sleep my Allah Ya Allah, but you never sleep, my Allah. You're the King of Kings, my Allah. Namatil Muluk, waqad aghlaqu abwaabahum, wa lam yabqa illa babul hayy alladhi lam yanam. Ya man yarama fi dhamiri wa yasma'u, anta al-mu'addi kulli ma yatawaqqa'u. Ya man yurja fi ash-shada'id kulliha, ya man ilayhi al-mushtaka wal-mafza'u. Ya man khazainu rizqihi fi qawli kun, umnun fa inna الخير عندك أجمع ما لي سوى فقري إليك وسيلة فبالافتقار إليك أيدي أرفع ما لي سوى قرعي لبابك حيلة فلئن رديت فأي باب أقرع إن كان لا يرجوك إلا محسن فالمذنب العاصي إلى من يرجو حاشا لجودك أن تقنط عاصيا فالفضل أجزل والمواهب أوسع ومن الذي أدعو أهتف باسمي إن كان فضلك عن فقيرك يمنع ثم الصلاة على النبي وآله خير الأنام ومن به يتشفع يا الله you are the king of all kings my Allah يا الله you bestow upon us your special favors my Allah your special mercies يا الله let us be drenched at this moment يا الله in your mercies my Allah your abounding mercies my Allah يا الله your mercies that have no limit, my Allah. In that mercies, my Allah, that you have written on the arsh, inna rahmati sabaqat ala ghadabi. Verily, my mercy supersedes and overpowers my anger. Ya Allah, we are asking you tonight, my Allah, do not deprive any person who has raised his hand, who has raised her hand at this moment, my Allah, but that you forgive all of us. Every kabira guna we did, every saghira guna we did, amadan, khata'an, intentionally, unintentionally. Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, at home, abroad, in school, in colleges, in madrasa, wherever we did this gunas, my Allah, in our workplaces, in our factory places, my Allah. Allah, at that time we thought nobody was watching us, my Allah. We forgot that you were watching us, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, sharminda hai, wipe out, delete, and obliterate those sins that we have committed, my Allah. We're asking you for sincere Tawbah. These are the last few chances we have now, my Allah. Ramadan came. It is gone now. Ya Allah, it is almost gone now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are clinging at your doorstep now, my Allah. Open your doors of mercy. Allahumma aftah lana abwaab rahmatik. Ya wasi' al-maghfirah. Ya basit al-yadin bil-rahmah. Ya azim al-man. Ya kareem al-safh. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان ويا منان يا الله the elderly people sitting here from Taraweeh they were sitting here my Allah from Isha Salat in the Dhuhum my Allah they are masoom children here my Allah ya Allah we can hear them taking your Mubarak name my Allah ya Allah they are sitting here masoom children my Allah mothers and sisters at home listening my Allah اے مالک کریم دے علماء سدیہ یا سرد الدین سدیہ حفاظ کرام اے اللہ یا اللہ تو سم پسن سنسیرٹی مے اللہ ایکسپٹ اول اف اور توبہ مے اللہ فلفل اول اور حاجت النیز مے اللہ بلس اس ود لیلۃ القدر مے اللہ یا اللہ ڈو ناٹ میک اس امنگ ذوز ود ڈیپرائو دی برکت اف لیلۃ القدر یا اللہ اف ٹو نائٹ از لیلۃ القدر گرانٹ اٹ ٹو اس مے اللہ اف لیلۃ القدر ہیڈ آلریڈی گون بائے اسٹل یا اللہ گیو اس دی بلیسنگ اف دی لیلۃ القدر مے اللہ یا اللہ بیفور رمضان اینڈز پلیز مے اللہ وی بیگ یو مے اللہ وی ڈونٹ ہیو اینی ورڈز ٹو ایکسپریس اور سنسیئرٹی ناؤ مے اللہ اینڈ اور پلی مے اللہ یا اللہ وی آر بیگنگ یو یا اللہ فورگیو اس مے اللہ ڈو ناٹ میک اس بی امنگ ذوز ہو دی منتھ اف رمضان کیم اینڈ وین اینڈ سٹل دے آر ناٹ فورگیون مے اللہ ڈو ناٹ میک اس بی امنگ ذوز ہو آر انفورچونیٹ الکی فان الشقی من حرم فیہ رحمۃ اللہ عز و یا اللہ ادوائز مے اللہ وی ہیو بین کرسڈ اینڈ مے اللہ یا اللہ بعد من ادرک رمضان فلم یغفر له دیز ار دی ورڈز اف اور بیلوڈ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دی کرس بی آن دیٹ پرسن فرام رمضان کیم اینڈ سٹل ہی واز ناٹ فورگیون یا اللہ وی ہیو ریز اور ہینڈز ٹو یو مے اللہ یا اللہ وی ار اونلی آسکنگ یو مے اللہ یا اللہ یو ہیو سیڈ اینڈ یور قول از ٹرو مے اللہ وقال ربکم ادعونی استجب لکم یو ہیو سیڈ میک دعا ٹو می You will answer our duas. Ya Allah, therefore we have raised our hands now. Ya Mujibu, Ya Mujibu, Ya Mujibu. اللهم تقبل توبتنا واغسل حوبتنا واجب دعوتنا واسلل سخيمة صدورنا واهد قلوبنا وثبت حجتنا. یا اللہ تو رحم کا معاملہ فرما یا اللہ گیو اس استقامہ گیو اس سداد مے اللہ یا اللہ میک اس بی ٹروتھفل پیپل مے اللہ دوز ہو سپیک دی ٹروتھ مے اللہ گیو اس میک اس فرام دی صدیقین مے اللہ یا اللہ میک اس بی فرام دی شہداء مے اللہ یا اللہ دوز ہو سٹرائیونگ ان یور پاتھ ایکسپٹ دی ایفرٹس مے اللہ مجاہدین کی نصرت فرما یا اللہ ان کی حمایت فرما یا اللہ گیو دیم وکٹری مے اللہ یا اللہ دوز ان تبلیغ دی گوئنگ ڈور ٹو ڈور مے اللہ Make a fikr for your deen, may Allah. Ya Allah, accept the efforts, may Allah. Help us also to go out in your paths, may Allah. Ya Allah, the khankas, the mashayikh are making effort on the spiritual heart, may Allah. Day and night they are making fikr, may Allah. Day in dhikr, may Allah. Ya Allah, accept the efforts, may Allah. Ya Allah, the efforts in madaris, darul ulum, in makatib, may Allah. Day and night they are taking your blessed name and the name of our beloved Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept their efforts. Different organizations, may Allah. Ya Allah, different individuals, may Allah. Accept every person's effort, may Allah. Unite the ummah of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not make us become disunited, may Allah. Unite us, may Allah. Let us see the end of Ramadan in a good condition, may Allah. Ya Allah, let us see a joyous Eid in a happy condition, with unity, may Allah. Ya Allah, do not make our hearts have bughz and adawat in kina. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, may Allah. Give us a qalb salim, may Allah. A sound heart, a pure heart, which has got no filth and malice in it, may Allah. Ya Allah, help us to protect our gazes from haram, may Allah. Ey Maliki Kareem, protect us from zina, may Allah. Protect us from riba, may Allah. Protect us from namima and carrying tales, may Allah. Don't make us have pride and kibar, may Allah. Ey Maliki Kareem, all kibriya belongs only to you. You have said, وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Ya Allah, we are your ibad, may Allah. We are your weak servants, may Allah. Accept our tooty-pooty mehnat and ibadat, may Allah. Grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, may Allah. Fulfill all our desires, may Allah. We've got different needs, may Allah. Each one sitting here tonight, may Allah. Each one listening, may Allah. We've got different needs and hajat. Ya قاضي الحاجات يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم وفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله fulfill the needs of this dunya and fulfill our needs of the آخرة especially may Allah help us to cross through sirat with the speed of lightning may Allah
Don't make us stumble and fall and pull sirat, my Allah. Then we will fall into Jahannam, my Allah. Protect us from Jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allah, when our a'mal be weighed, my Allah, let our good deeds outweigh our bad deeds, my Allah. Let there be no bad deeds on our account, my Allah. Wipe them out completely, my Allah. Allah, don't make it be happen, my Allah, that we come with abundant salat and zakat and ibadat and sawab on the day of Qiyamah, and then people claim their rights from us, my Allah, if we have abused the rights in this world. Ya Allah, then all our nekis will go away to them, my Allah, and then all their bad deeds will be thrown upon us, and then we'll be thrown headlong into Jahannam. Eh, Malik Kareem, help us to fulfill your right and the rights of your makhluk, my Allah. Allah, make us from your awliya-i kamilin siddiqeen, my Allah. Put our name in the list of your friends, my Allah. Even though we are so unworthy, my Allah. Even though we are ungrateful, my Allah. Even though we disobeyed you, my Allah. But my Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. We regret, my Allah. We showing remorse, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, like little children, my Allah, we are lost, my Allah. You are hadi, my Allah. Hidayat is in your hands, my Allah. Allahumma alhimna marashida umurina. وأعذنا من شر نفسنا اللهم أسعدنا بطاعتك ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. Ya Allah, do not make us do such things that you become naraz with us. Make us do those things that will make you happy, my Allah. Before we leave this world, my Allah, make us do such good deeds that you become so pleased with, my Allah. And you accept those good deeds. Then let our souls come to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, let the angel of death come, ya Allah, and take our souls gently, my Allah. Ya Allah, and as they extract our souls, my Allah, they must give us glad tidings of Jannah. Wa Rabbin ghayri ghadban. And of an Allah who is happy and not angry with us, my Allah. And they must give us glad tidings of farouhan wa rihan, of the beautiful food and the fragrance of paradise, my Allah. Let our mouth come to us in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us baril jannatul baqi. At least on the day of Qiyamah, we can rise in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let our mouth come with us, to us with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us go running to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. Make him be happy to see us, my Allah. Make him be happy to see us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the company of Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the Hawdi Kuthur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Don't let it happen when we come there that we got a shock of our life, my Allah. Then suddenly we are driven away and we are said, suhqan, suhqan, move away from here, you do not belong here. Ya Allah, then we'll be doomed, my Allah. We'll be doomed, my Allah. Ya Allah, make your Nabi Sussam happy, my Allah. Make him be happy, my Allah. Enter us into Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Don't take us near Jahannam even, my Allah. Protect all of us, our parents, grandparents, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, our friends, musallin, muta'alliqin, our mashayikh, our asatiza, our students, my Allah. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially, my Allah, the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. The fitna of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, my Allah. Make us be in the jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi, radiallahu ta'an, Hazrat Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, if we are not living, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, my Allah. Allah, let not a single one of them become duped and deceived by the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Make us have a strong iman, my Allah. Make us spot Dajjal from a distance with a kafar on his forehead, my Allah. Ya Allah, ummat par raham ka maamla farma. Allahumma fil ummati sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma tajawaz an ummati sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ansur wa ahfad ummati sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min jami'il baliyat wal afat wal ahad. Allahumma ahrusna bi'inika allati la tanam. Wakrufna biruknika allati la yuram. اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ومن تحتنا ومن كل جانب. يالله give us حلال طيب روزي ما يالله. There are so many brothers and sisters who are مقروز and got debts ما يالله. So many homes that they got no food to eat ما يالله. So many places in the world there's no drop of water for those masoom children even to drink ما يالله. They've got no clothing, they've got no shelter ما يالله. Especially in Palestine, Syria and all those war torn countries ما يالله. Ya Allah, they don't even have a decent home anymore, my Allah. Ya Allah, those Syrian refugees, my Allah. So many years have gone, my Allah. Those yatim children have gone big now, my Allah. They have grown up, my Allah. They grew up without parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, help them. Guide them, my Allah. Guide them, my Allah. Help us to be compassionate to the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you give us plentiful in the month of Ramadan. We make shukr to you for that, my Allah. You make us see a good Eid, my Allah. Ya Allah, but let us not waste, ya Allah, the food, my Allah. Let us squander our wealth, my Allah. Because use the wealth correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat now, my Allah. Give us the understanding of deen, my Allah. Give us tawfiq to make amal, my Allah. Let us not waste our money in haram entertainments, my Allah. Let us not waste our money in extravagant functions, my Allah. Our nikahs, ya Allah, let them be simple, my Allah. Ya Allah, our nikah functions are so extravagant. We drape those walls, my Allah. As those as walls have got fever, my Allah. Ya Allah, music plays, my Allah. After a qari recites qiraat, my Allah. Ya Allah, how terrible we have become, my Allah. When kalam-e-paak is recited and then we play music over it, my Allah. When it is creating hypocrisy in our heart, my Allah. We have heard about Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of fitna, especially, my Allah, the ills and the harms of the social media, my Allah. So many have become hooked, not only the youth, my Allah, elderly people, my Allah, on pornographic material, my Allah. Ya Allah, on WhatsApp, my Allah. Ya Allah, on the Instagram and so many other things, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, nikahs have come to an end. Divorces have taken place, my Allah, because of this filth that has come into our hearts, my Allah. This filth has come into our homes, my Allah. This filth we have brought into your masjid, my Allah. To your house, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Help us, guide us, my Allah. Give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, forgive every single person. Fulfill all our hajat and needs. Remove all our difficulties. People have got court cases, my Allah. Help them, assist them, my Allah. People are in hospital, my Allah. They got different ailments, my Allah. Ya Allah, people are going to go for operations, my Allah. Make it be easy for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua qabool farma. Ya Allah, all those requested duas from whichever part of the world they may have been. Ya Allah, answer their jaiz murad also. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. Allah, all the programs that took place, ya Allah, in this masjid, accept it, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Let it not be that we did anything, my Allah, for riya and ostentation. Ya Allah, then we will get zero, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, hum gande hain, hum nalayiq hain, Allah. All the tarawih that have taken place in the world, my Allah. The ibadat, my Allah. Ulama have given discourses, my Allah. Accept every person's effort, my Allah. Give us mazid tawfiq, my Allah. Make us become good and righteous now, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the haqiqat of iman, the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of making sajda to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of Haramain Sharifain first, my Allah. Protect Haramain Sharifain and Masjidul Aqsa, my Allah. Protect Masjidul Aqsa, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for us to go for Hajj and Umrah without any difficulties, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, put a stop to this pandemic now, my Allah. Let there be no more diseases that will come like this now, my Allah. Ya Allah, to afiyat kamam la farma. Ya Allah, we're asking you for afiyat. Afiyat, afiyat, my Allah. In this world and the akhirat. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alina ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salam على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.